Good afternoon, everyone. Let's try that. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
So, first off, it's nice to be able to be inside here instead of out there. I don't know if y'all agree, so. Thank you for joining us today. We have a very special occasion. My name is Kyle Pote. I'm the Chief District Engineer for Kentucky Highway District 1. District 1 serves as the lead district for the new US 641 corridor project, which actually spans two districts, Districts 1 and 2, Crittenden, Lyon, and Caldwell counties, Caldwell existing in District 2, Lyon and Crittenden both being in my district. Today we're here to unveil a ceremonial sign to rename a little over 5 miles of the new US 641 as the Mike Cherry Memorial Highway. Representative Cherry dedicated his life to public service and to the people of this region. It's fitting then that this improved corridor, which represents progress and connection, will now also stand as a lasting tribute to his life and legacy of service. At this time, I have the honor of introducing someone who has championed many infrastructure projects during his administration, our Governor Andy Beshear. Mr. Beshear graduated from Vanderbilt University and earned his Juris Doctorate degree from the University of Virginia Law School, where he was a Dean Scholar. Before becoming governor, he was Kentucky's 50th Attorney General. In that role, he championed efforts to combat the opioid crisis and protect access to health care. As governor, he has continued to focus on education, health care, and economic development, working to secure investments that create good-paying jobs across the Commonwealth. We are grateful for his support in advancing projects such as the new Interstate 69 corridor in Western Kentucky and for being a friend to this region. Please join me in welcoming our 63rd governor, Mr. Andy Beshear.
Thank you all. Thank you. Wow, thanks to Kyle Pote, and he is one of our very best in the Department of Transportation. We're really blessed to have this guy's help in Western Kentucky. And good afternoon to each and every one of you. This has been, for me, a really meaningful day in Western Kentucky. I started it with an outdoor activity, so I've sweated through my clothes several times today. But we were in Madisonville welcoming 164 new jobs to the region. Then we were at one of Hopkins County's high schools where we were cutting the ribbon on a new storm shelter so that we never have to worry about our kids when they're in school, no matter what Mother Nature throws at us. And now we're here for this event to recognize an amazing Kentuckian. And I think about how, especially that first event, isn't possible without the work of so many people throughout the years, helping us to create good programs, helping us to fight through the Great Recession, helping us to have the foundation that we need so we can welcome that great opportunity that provides good jobs for our kids and for our grandkids. Today we get to honor somebody who helped create that foundation, and that is Mike Cherry, somebody who meant so much to Western Kentucky and to our entire Commonwealth. And someone that I and so many of us here today considered a friend. I want to thank Representative Gooch, who helped make this happen today, former Crittenden County Magistrate Dan Wood, for working to make this dedication possible. I want to recognize Crittenden County Judge Perry Newcomb and Caldwell County Judge Coda Young. And most importantly, I want to recognize Mike's family, his friends, the people that I know still miss him so much, who are here with us today. Mike embodied and embodies, because I believe that while the body is mortal, the soul is eternal, and we will see him again, and I'm really curious what he'll say about this day and this sign. But he embodied all the qualities of a great leader. That's dedication to public service, giving back to his community, treating everyone with respect, and working hard to get good things done for his neighbors. I think we can all agree he had a sharp wit and a great sense of humor. In high school, Mike was elected president of the Kentucky Young Democrats. In high school, I lost every election I ran for. So Mike had that on me. After attending college, Mike served our country in the United States Navy and in the Vietnam War. He cared so deeply about his community and the people of Princeton. So after his service, he returned home and, of course, got to work rolling up his sleeves to improve his hometown. Mike was instrumental in helping to renovate 6 business storefronts downtown, opening the Big Springs Antique Mall and reviving the Capitol Theater. Years later, you could still find him handing out tickets to families going to the movies. In 1998, he was elected state representative, serving the 4th District of Caldwell, Crittenden, Livingston, and part of McCracken counties. He served in that position for 14 years. And he remains one of the longest serving members in recent history. His legacy in the state legislature includes Kentucky's inaugural anti-bullying bill, looking out for people all over Kentucky, making sure that everybody could be comfortable being who they are and not have to worry about violence. He secured millions of dollars for local infrastructure improvements in Caldwell County, including Highway 641. Highway 641 is a pivotal project that'll build a 2-lane route that would across 3 counties. On Team Kentucky, we are dedicated to following that example of building better roads and ensuring our families can get to school, to work, to church, and the grocery store safely. He was doing that before we even called ourselves Team Kentucky. The project that he championed does that and improves an important economic corridor for this community. So I think it's fitting that we are dedicating 5 miles of this corridor to Mike Cherry. He probably deserved 6 or 7, but we'll start with 5. I mean, this is a man who loved the community. And I think Rocky would say would go up to Frankfort and fight like heck for it, to make sure it was included in that budget that so many other people were battling for, making sure he got his bills across, doing the hard work it took to make sure that this area got its fair share. Mike Cherry is a man who who loved his community, and again, he spent each and every day trying to improve it. People like his beloved wife and former mayor of Princeton, Gail Cherry, who has her own legacy of improvement, I know is feeling it today, as well as his son, Davis. So Gail, Davis, there aren't any words that I can say that will adequately express the impact of Mike and your whole family and that you have had on Kentucky. But maybe I can just say we're grateful and we are thankful for that service and that heart of service that gave more than y'all got. But you truly believed in this community and our state, and we are so much better off for it. So now every person that drives the Mike Cherry Memorial Highway will know the name of a true Kentucky leader. And remember, the Bible says we're never truly gone as long as people say our name. And this will be saying his name to each and every person that drives on it each and every day. And they'll ask you about him and who he was. And I hope you'll share the amazing things that not only he did, but the qualities that he had that we need to emulate in our everyday lives. This is a man who loved his Commonwealth, who loved his country, who served his country, and who loved this community with all his heart. So let's follow his example. Let's follow that golden rule, and let's be good neighbors to each other. That's what Team Kentucky is all about. That's what Mike Cherry was and is all about. So remember, life's short. Let's keep doing good things. Let's keep being kind to each other. And let's keep reminding this community and the whole state and everyone who comes to visit the impact that Mike Cherry had on all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor. Next up, I would like to invite Rocky Adkins, a longtime leader in the Kentucky House of Representatives, and who now serves as the senior advisor to the governor.
Well, let me just first of all say what an honor it is for me to be here today. Every day that Mike Cherry served in the Kentucky House, I served with him. I came in 1987. Mike came in 1999 when he was elected and was there for 14 years. And what an honor it was to serve with a personality like Mike Cherry. You know, so many good friends here today, Representative Thompson, Dorsey Ridley, my good friend Martha Jane, all of us were kind of in it together. And Mike Cherry was a get-it-done kind of guy. He had unique ways to get it done. And the team that he developed around him was really, really unique. Mike served his country as a captain in the U.S. Navy. And then he served his Commonwealth in leadership roles, Dorsey, while we were in Frankfort, Kentucky. Mike climbed that ladder quickly. He understood that these coalitions that you have to develop in Frankfort to get things done was not only a coalition from the western part of the state or from urban parts, but it was really interesting how Mike and I, me being from the far eastern part of the state, Mike being from here, of how, Gail, our districts were so much alike. And the needs that were needed were very similar to the needs here that I was trying to get done in the district I represented for 33 years in the House. And I will have to say that in my time of public service, I think Mike, my definition of public service and his matched up very well. And Mike's definition of public service, and you all know this as well as anybody, was to get up every day and try to find a way to help a community or to help an individual. And I believe that's what public service is all about. It's about helping people. It's about making your region and your Commonwealth a better place to live. And Mike, man, I tell you, Gail, I can't help it. When I think about Mike Cherry, I smile. I just do. I smile. You know, we have terminologies up in East Kentucky where I come from, and I have taught the governor many of those while I've been with him. I will never forget, I came out of the back of the chamber. I was majority leader at the time, and I came out of the back of the chamber, and Mike was standing out there with my current time, at that time, chief of staff, a guy by the name of Mike Hayden, who later became chief of staff for Steve Beshear. And Mike Cherry and Mike Hayden had this friendship that was unbelievable. It was one jokester after another jokester. And I'll never forget, I came through the back door of the chamber, what I call the back door is really the main entrance into the chamber. And I walk out, and Mike, as he normally was around our detail, our detail that kind of took care of us if there was a problem, Tommy. Mike was leaned up, and I came out. And in a terminology from the East, I looked at Mike and I pointed at him, a lot of people around him, and I said, man, there is a dandy. And Mike looked at me and said, what in the world is a dandy? I said, there's no higher compliment, Mike, in East Kentucky than being called a dandy. From then on, every time you saw me, there's a dandy. You know, as the governor said, the legacy of Mike Cherry will live on for generations. And I think one of the greatest things about road namings is what it does to educate future generations. That when future generations drive by this sign and they see the name of Mike Cherry, there will be many mayor and former mayor that will say, who was Mike Cherry? And that younger generation will actually be educated by you to say he was one of the greatest leaders, one of the biggest hearts of compassion, a person who did it with a smile, did it with dignity and grace, who loved this community, who loved the district. I think it was House District 4. He absolutely not only loved his communities, but he loved his people. And I think he showed that every day that he was in Frankfort, Kentucky. So even though Mike's not here with us in body and flesh, Mike is here with us. And Mike is smiling down on us today because he has earned and he deserves the recognition he's getting today. Without question, the legacy of the impact of this man that he's had on the lives of the people of this region and all across this Commonwealth. Dorsey, our partnership that Mike and I had, partnership of being able to get together and saying, what do you need in your district? And Rocky, what do you need in yours? And the process of how all of that worked to try to benefit our people. So I'm honored to be here, Gail, with you and your family, as we honor just an extraordinary human being, one that makes me smile. And the things that I've enjoyed about my 38 and a half years in Frankfort, Kentucky, the things that I've enjoyed the most is the thousands of people I've met along the way. And one of those thousands of people I've met along the way that I considered a true and trusted friend who made a difference for this Commonwealth of Kentucky is my good friend, Representative Mike Cherry. Thank you all.
Thank you, Rocky. Next, I'd like to welcome to the podium Martha Jane King, a field representative for the Kentucky Department of Local Government. She served with Mr. Cherry in the Kentucky House of Representatives and remembers her time serving with him on the Veterans Committee fondly.
Well, good afternoon, and it is a privilege to be here to see Gail and the family. It is such an honor to think about Representative Mike Cherry. And I will say this, because he said it a lot, moving along smartly, we won't take up too much time. One of the best things that I took from Representative Cherry was his love and passion for the veterans. I served on the Veterans Committee with him, and it meant more to me than just about anything. It's something I carry forward today and think a lot about what Mike would say and what he would do, which that was fight vigilantly and with great passion for the veterans. And it didn't matter what county it was in, it didn't matter where it was in Kentucky. Veterans are not Democrat and they're not Republicans, they are veterans. And Representative Cherry thought they deserved everything they had worked for. And in thinking about that passion today, that's something we all need to remember and not let a legacy like that go. Because in today's world of, and I don't know what Representative Cherry would say about social media today and where it is. It'd probably be words I wouldn't say in this room. But that being said, you know, there are times that we do need to work together, as Rocky said, and not worry about what side of Kentucky you're from or what party you're from or what you're doing. And Representative Cherry instilled that every day he chaired that Veterans Committee. And every time there was an issue and I would go to him or anybody would go to him, he would put that foremost and front. And what a great legacy for me. And I hope everybody in this room to know how he felt. And I will say this, that Governor Andy Beshear carries on that tradition in caring for the veterans. So I am just honored to have worked with Governor Steve Beshear, Governor Andy Beshear, and standing here saying good things about Representative Mike Cherry. And too, we do appreciate Representative Gooch sponsoring this bill. I know he wishes he could be here today. So, moving along smartly, thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
Thank you, Ms. King. Next up, we have Crittenden County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb. Judge, we're especially grateful to you and your team for, as I said, having us in here today instead of out there.
Yes.
Judge?
Thank you, Kyle. First and foremost, I want to thank every one of you for being here today. You know, as I look around this room, I see so many friendly faces from not only Crittenden County, but Caldwell County and Henderson County and Lyon County Judge sitting over here, and the new Caldwell County Judge, Cody Young, and Princeton's mayor, and I look around the room, see a lot of magistrates and a lot of people that have had a lot of work put in on this project, and obviously wouldn't be where it is today. But as I started looking back, just wanted to, before I share a few things about Representative Cherry, wanted to kind of give a brief overview about the highway project. It actually began in 1990, so 35 years ago, they started talking about this road. And we're here today, Governor, to dedicate 5.2 miles.
Yes.
So, but the good news is the rest of it's coming, right, Kyle? And Governor?
I blame the other governors before.
But we are very thankful for it. It's going to yield great dividends for our entire region, for many generations to come. And I look around and I see Mr. Lonnie Lewis sitting here, and operator of our ferry that connects us to the north with Illinois. And I think about this road, and I think about the many other aspects of our infrastructure system and what it means to rural Kentucky. And it brings in jobs and it brings in visitors, and that's what it's all about. When I first met Representative Cherry, was actually when I ran for judge executive first time in 2010. And I had a vision at that time, but unbeknownst to me at that time, met a lot of what Mike thought about, and that was regionalistic approaches and doing away with lines and knowing that you've got to work together with surrounding communities and as a region as an entire state, really, and to get things done. And so I had a concept to have meet the candidates meetings. And we went forward, we planned these meetings around the county, and I invited everybody that was running for office. And Senator Ridley, you can testify, I think you came to some of them as well. And when I started running those advertisements, Mike Cherry called me, and he said, Perry, I know you don't know me, we haven't had a chance to meet. He said, but I saw your ad in the paper, and it says, meet the candidates. And it says, everyone welcome. And he said, I don't know if you're aware, but I am a Democrat, and I'm running for state representative again. And is what you have written in that ad correct? And I said, well, I sure hope so, but I'm not sure what you're talking about exactly. And he said, everyone welcome. He said, as a Democrat, and I know you're a Republican, I thought you might just be hosting this for Republican candidates. And I said, sir, I don't mean any disrespect. I said, and I know you served in the military just as I did. Whenever I went into the Air Force, they didn't ask me if I was a Democrat or a Republican or an independent or a libertarian or anything else. They wanted to know if I could do the job. And I said, that's all I'm interested in. I want people to meet everyone, to know who they are, and to know if they can do the job that's before them. And you are more than welcome. And I don't think he missed, but just very few. During any campaign, really, that we hosted those meetings. And Mike was always a great friend. He fought hard for this project. He fought hard for the ferry. And obviously, this couldn't be where it is today without him. And as Kyle mentioned Dan Wood earlier, Dan was really the one back there pushing, saying we need to dedicate this on Mike's behalf, because if it hadn't have been for Mike Cherry, this road probably would not be where it is today. And so thankfully our state legislators achieved that this year, and we're so very proud and thankful that Mike did what he did to get this to the point where it is, and that we know it's going to carry forward and be completed, hopefully within the next, I don't know.
What?
I've got 10 years? You got two left?
I've got 2.5.
Okay.
I'll do as much of it as I can.
Leaving the office a strongly worded letter for
you.
Yes, sir. All right. About what to do moving forward. And, of course, Rocky, I can't say enough about him. I met him early on in my time as judge executive, and he's always been a great friend. Even during his time serving in the legislature for Eastern Kentucky, you could tell he was exactly what he just said a while ago. It was about the entire state. It's not about a region. It's not about a specific county, but it's about Kentucky. And appreciate them, and Martha Jane as well. She's had that same spirit and attitude. So with that, I'm going to close, because I know Miss Gail's anxious to get up here and say a few words. Actually, she told me to talk as long as I wanted to. But I'm going to quit at that. And again, I thank every one of you for being here today. I hope you stay afterwards, because my team has put together some refreshments and things for everyone. And hope you have a chance to just mill around and talk with old friends and meet new friends and celebrate the day with the Cherries. So, thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Next, I would like to invite Mrs. Gail Cherry, her son Davis, and any other members of the family up to the podium. Before we unveil the ceremonial sign, I want to offer you the opportunity to share a few words with us.
My son said, "Mother, try to talk in complete sentences and make sense today." So I'm going to give it a go. See if I can do that. Mike, one of his favorite phrases was always, "Everything has been said, but everybody hasn't said it." And I think everything has been said today already. I want to thank the people that were mentioned by the governor. Gosh, it's so good to see Rocky and Mary Jane. And so many of you that we worked with through the years. I just appreciate you coming. Absolutely. I thought, speaking of Mike, that one of the cute things, he loved Crittenden County. He was come over here in the mornings for coffee, and we'd go to Shady Grove or just wherever was available at the time, we'd go there. Of course, we went to Foles Hall. And one of my greatest memories of him at Foles Hall and other people who were there that night, we were out cutting a rug and having a big time, and the couples around us stopped. And I said, "What's happening?" She said, "Mike's shoes are falling apart." Mike was tight with his money. Not tight anyway. He just wanted to be sure he got his last, I got it from everything he had. So these shoes were probably 20, 25 years old. He said, "I think I can get one more wear out of them." And so here we go. But so after we realized what had happened, he and I got down inelegantly, if that's a word, and picked up all this rubber that was all over the ground. But that kind of thing seemed to happen with him all the time. It was just something going on crazy all the time. The things I admired about him, Davis and I have talked about, we don't think we appreciated him enough when he was alive. You're living your life, you're involved with each other in various ways, but we've had time to really think about him. And one of the things that I appreciated most was he never held a grudge. Now, I can build up a pretty good grudge if given a chance. But if there was a conflict, he would always think, first, what have I done to cause this conflict or to be involved in it? And then he would find a way to get through that. And if somebody didn't like him, he would make a point to get to know that person. I know this guy in Princeton one day said, "I don't like you." He said, "Oh, okay." And now he contributed a lot to his flowers and things like that. So he hated racism. He believed women should be equal in every way to men. And he did that around the house. He always, from the beginning, he did his own laundry. He was Davis's caretaker. He wouldn't be able to read if Mike hadn't read every afternoon with him when he was young. But he was a tender heart. He'd cry if things were said. He was just very sad about things sometimes. And he worked on this road. He talked about it to the point where it was driving me crazy. But he felt it was really important for the economic development of the area. So I'm so glad that it's been dedicated in his name. And I'm so glad that the governor and others have decided to go ahead with this project, because that would make him very, very happy. That's it. I've said it all, I think, by now. But thank you all for coming, my Rotarians, my church, my Princeton people, and then the old friends from Frankfurt. And Mick. Mick and I were mayors together. And anyway, folks, appreciate your coming. And thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cherry. And now, without further ado, so I'm going to read this, then I'll go over there. We're honored to present this ceremonial sign to you and your family. We know Mike's legacy lives on through those he loved and those he served. Also, I want to make sure everybody understands that the permanent roadway signs have been installed. Our folks are actually uncovering them as we speak. So I invite you to drive the corridor once you leave here and see the signs on both ends. Thank you also for joining us for this special occasion. So let me go get you the sign here.
Okay. Can I get one photo right here, please? We'll get everybody to spoke. You don't mind me taking over as a child?
Well, that concludes our ceremony. Thanks again for everybody coming. I know the judge mentioned that there's refreshments. And again, I encourage you to make sure you drive the corridor and stop, take a picture of the sign. And just very grateful for everybody that came out today, for the Cherry family, and most especially to remember Mr. Mike Cherry. So thank you all.
Thank you.